Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today, because today is another day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment. Be blessed in every single moment you have today under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement, and be thankful. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Those hymns, man, it's not easy to find them. I've actually been asked to kind of put together a playlist, and man, it is difficult to find music that really hits. But boy, when it does, it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing to just be able to go to God in every situation, know who you are, know what you're here for, know why you're here. Men, be men. There's so many things in here in the Word. Apply your heart to it. Women, be women. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your kids. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Stay focused on what's in front of you today with your eyes, not in your head. Good luck. Today I was reading in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "If ye then be risen or raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God," where the Messiah sitteth on the right hand of God. And that right hand is a place of honor. Verse 2, "Set your affection or mind things above, not on things remaining within the earth." We are to think in the heavenlies. You are to think who you are as a son of God, what blessings God's given to you, where we're moving, our inheritance. It's wonderful. Verse 3, "For ye died and your life has been hid in conjunction with or in close proximity to the Messiah in God." If we are in close proximity, if we died and we are in close proximity, our life is in close proximity with Christ, that means we are on the right hand of God and we are in a place of honor. God looks at you as a sweet aroma of Christ. It's written in the Word. He doesn't look on you as a negative person. He looks on you as a child. And if you have a child, I have nephews. I don't have any children, but I have nephews. And these nephews, I love them. And obviously they're going to get a little bit of reprimand. but I'll tell you right now, I love them. He loves you as a son. He loves you as a child. And you might get reprimanded here and there, but it's all for the good. It's all for good. Verse 4, "When Christ, our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear," or be made manifest with him in glory. And I love this word glory. Glory is brightness, or that which attracts attention. It commands recognition. When Christ comes back, the glory that remains within you, the glory of your spiritual being, will be commanding attention. It's impossible to stop the things of God. And maybe it doesn't come quick. I know that there's that verse that talks about because judicial sentence isn't executed speedily, people love to do it. Judicial sentence hasn't been executed, but it will. And in that day, the glory which you are shall appear. So you are good enough right now. Don't ever tell yourself you're not good enough. You are. You're a son of God with inherited rights. You have the ability and the emotional will to do. If you jump over to verse 12, it says, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God," and that's put on like a t-shirt, "therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved." This holy, you're a saint. You're holy to God. You are beloved to God. You're not an outcast. You're not an outcast. You might be going through something, but you are not an outcast. You are beloved in God's eyes. Verse 12 again, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy," which is subjective compassion. This is felt when witnessing someone's misfortune, and subjective means you are attributing it to something. It's not just everywhere. It's specific, person to person. You love them and you care for them and you care what's going on in their life. Humbleness, which is modesty of mind. Kindness. Meekness, which is enduring with an even temper and long suffering. These are the things we are to put on in our life. There's verses that are before this that talks about mortify or put to death the members, this, because judicial sentence is coming against that. But this isn't about judicial sentence. You're not going to be punished because you're not doing this. This is something that God is asking you to put on, like a t-shirt. Put it on in the morning. Wear it. Wear the love that God has for you with other people and with yourself. Love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, get in front of a mirror and start telling yourself you love yourself. Do something to change it, because you are beloved in God's eyes and you are loved by the brethren. You're loved by me. You're loved by my family. I'll tell you that much. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. And when you pray, you declare your specific needs to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. Pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have to fear it. Days of old, how magnificently we will fall.